Yo, welcome to episode 152 of Just Another Knicks Fan. It's the Bite Boy. And, we're gearing up for the season. It's getting closer. It's about to be October, which is fucking crazy, which means preseason is right around the corner. It's just wild. I'm trying to figure out where the fuck this year went and where is it going. I don't really know. But I know the NBA season is coming up soon. Real excited for it. And I got a few things to say, man. I'm a Knicks fan and I'm a root for this Knicks. I'm all in. Whether they're good or bad. But, you know, we look at some of our popular Knicks fans. We look at Spike Lee, Stephen A. Smith, even Mike Rappaport. Which was like old news though. Like, but in recent memory, what I mean recent memory is like this past few months. We got, like, Stephen A. going out of his way. Like, he's tired of this. He's tired of that. It's just, you know, going out of his way to, like, shit on the Knicks. Spike Lee, that's my guy. You know, he had his situation. We had all that Nets apparel on, but he was doing this NFT BK-related shit. But even him, man, like always looking like, like, when they went to Jaden Ivey, Bank of L, like, yo, be doing all that shit, man. Like, come on, man. Just ask him, like, come on, man. Just even though it was going on TV, you know what I'm saying? Just, like, rampaging against the Knicks, even when it's not their fault. Like, you know, he'll like, essentially retract some of his statements. Like, yo, nah, Danny Ainge was wildin'. But, you know, all of those rants, man, just make sometimes... A lot of times make the Knicks looks bad even when they're not in the wrong, bro. He always does that. Spike been, you know, tiptoeing the lines with his Knicks fandom. Yeah, you're at the Brooklyn. Like I said, I think it was some NFT related stuff. Either way, but they're not Knicks. They're not like holding it down like ever, man. I don't know, man. Like going into this season. If you're a Knicks fan, I need you to be committed to being a Knicks fan. I can't have this half-stepping shit. Especially with just how the media is towards the Knicks. Like, we didn't invite them to the Jalen Brunson shit. They got all of like, oh, they invited us to the Jalen Brunson press conference. Because supposedly it's a fans-only event. I mean, come on, man. Like, when has the media really showed the Knicks love? I'm not saying the Knicks have warranted a lot of things to get love, but it's still a certain respect factor. Like, you know, the Knicks are a punching bag. So when you're a punching bag, you're going to be a bit more defensive when it comes to certain things. We know those Donovan Mitchell rumors were swirling around. I got media people so shocked at the fact that we didn't invite the media people. We got our own Knicks fans just talking shit about us out in the open, like, I just need more respect on our name, man. I'm talking about from the Knicks fans, like, that are in these media spaces. I'm not talking about the Knicks fans that are making shows from the ground up. I'm talking about the media personalities, like Stephen A., even Spike Lee. Like, I like you sometimes, though, they don't seem like it, bro. Like, you can't be looking that thirsty out there either. Like, that whole Jaden Ivey situation. Oh, workers were looking thirsty, man. Like, oh, yo, please come save us. Yeah, man, we need some saving done, but we rolling, bro. We rolling what we got, and we know what it is now. We got a different regime. We trying to see what's up. We have a legitimate squad in terms of we got some players all under the age of 25, like 7 or 8 of them. Sprinkled in some veterans. Julius Randle, D. Rose, Fournier. It's going to be an interesting season. In a weird way, we all have expectations for our team, but I think the best approach for this season is to actually have no expectations, just to see where it goes. You know, last year was an experiment that was a failed, essentially, because you know, we had our fair share of injuries. The point guard position had everyone playing out of position, but we were able to see some growth. There were some positives. From Emmanuel Quickley, from McGrimes, the progression of R.J. Barrett. So we did have some positive things to end the season with. You know, the frustrating thing was maybe, probably the most frustrating thing was Alec Burks at PG. Just like I said, once the PG position got out of whack, it just threw everything off. But it was just, no one has an answer for this Alec Burks situation. So, and Alec Burks, like I said, he's a solid player, but that's what happens when you throw everybody out of position, man. Julius Randle was playing out of position, point forward and all that shit. He had him looking inefficient, but still, he still could have played better regardless if he was efficient or not. It's weird, man. RJ Barrett and, like, you know, and Julius Randle were two of the most inefficient players in certain areas of the court. And somehow we squeezed out 37 victories. Somehow we've seen progression from RJ. And this season, with the addition of Jalen Brunson, hopefully it puts everybody back in position to succeed, especially Julius Randle and RJ Barrett. And even Derrick Rose. Like, I want to make sure he's healthy for the playoffs. We'll just, if you make the playoffs, but yeah, I guess I'm expecting them to be in the play-in tournament. That's my expectations. If we can make the playoffs, great. I'm always going to root for the Knicks to win a championship. So until they're not mathematically eliminated from the playoffs, I'm rooting for them to make the playoffs. And I think, like even RJ said it, like he said he wants to shock the world. He said whatever we, us fans think of shocking the world, that's what he thinks. So I'm going to just roll with that. Meaning, let's just see what happens. So, I expect RJ to bump up his scoring average to like 22, 23 points. Not only bump up his scoring average, but to be more efficient. You know, there's a lot of times he'll get to the rim. I'm like, how the he missing these layups? But, you know, hopefully he worked on that and his mid-range. I think once he works on finishing around the basket and improving his mid-range, yo, he'll be dropping 25 points a game easy. And obviously, improving his free-throw percentage. Yeah, he'll be dropping 25 easy and efficiently, which will make the game easier for Randle, Jalen Brunson, and everybody else. I'm also looking at Manuel Quickley. I like the way he ended the season last season. You know, he was doing his thing. He looked like he found his rhythm. He found his groove. So hopefully he can carry that on, and obviously, and also D Rose is coming back, and they're the dynamic duo coming off the bench. So I'm looking forward to them too, doing their thing too, and Cam Reddish, you know, the jury is out that, you know, he's playing for his career. This is an important year for him, but I was always rooting for Cam Reddish. So hopefully, yo, he proves himself this year and balls the fuck out. Not does it only help him, but it also helps the Knicks. So I want to see Cam Reddish do his thing. I'm just excited for it. I'm just excited that Knicks basketball is back. There was a few years post, even during the Melo era when he was hurt, and like a couple years post Melo era, that shit was painful, dog. Painful to watch. I don't know how we got through it, but we did somehow. But the Tim Hardaway, Langston Galloway, Lou Amundsen era, even then we couldn't get a top three pick. That shit was wild, bro. But then we had Melo hurt his knee. That shit was tough. That was a tough season to watch, too. It was crazy. Like, we probably won like 17 games, but whenever Melo played, the Knicks were like, I remember at one point the Knicks maybe won like 14 games. I think Melo played in 14, and they were 7-7 when Melo played or some shit. It's like, damn, son. One player could make a big difference, bro. But now you look at the landscape of the Knicks. Yeah, Julius Randle is going to be pivotal, like real pivotal. I want him to do well, man. I want Jay Randle to be Jay Randle. I saw his press conference, training camp press conference. He looked excited, man. It looked like he got his mind right. And I like the fact that when D Rose was talking about accountability and all that good shit, you know, Jay Randle was right there. So I want him to really bust the ass this year, man. I want him to get back on his shit efficiently, not inefficiently, and be the leader that he's supposed to be. He is the most bollock dude on his team, man. Got to act like it. You know what I mean? So, that's like I said, that we always think about that game against the Bulls, a few games like that with the next one, and he's still like upset and pouting. But like I said, I think he learned from that. It seems like he did. I feel like he got to clear his mind and right the ship. So I do have expectations for Julius Randle. I expect Julius Randle to play better. In between his all NBA second team season and last season, anything in between, we'll take that. What is that? It'll be like 22 points, 10 rebounds, 4 or 5 assists on efficient shooting. Yeah, I'm gonna take that. I'm definitely take that. Because that means he only gotta play make. He's making moves efficiently. He doesn't gotta think too long. You double triple team, pass it out to Brunson, let him figure it out. Pass it out to RJ, let him figure it out. Even Fournier, underrated playmaker. Or pass it out to Fournier, pop three. So with that being said, I'm not saying the Knicks are perennial contenders, but I expect this team to compete every single night. And if they're not competing, I know there's enough players on their roster to show up and compete every single night. As bad as things got last season, the team did not give up on Tibbs. I think that spoke volumes. Because we've seen Knicks teams, we've seen a lot of teams, not just Knicks teams, give up on their coaches, man. Whether it's legitimate reasoning or not, whether it's just the losing sometimes takes a toll. But this Knicks team showed up every single game up until game 82. So that was very impressive. And for Evan Fournier, Julius Randle, and RJ Barrett, they're going to have they have a whole year under their belt. So that's going to improve their chemistry as well. And I'm interested to see how Jalen Brunson is going to, fit in. I know he's going to make his presence felt, but like I said, it just seems like there's a different level of focus. I just want to watch this team. I'm just a bit anxious is the best way I could describe it. And, getting back to Stephen A, Spike, I want legit support. Support what we got, bro. We don't have a shitty product. We got a solid team, which is a championship team, nah, but it's a solid team. And depending on how they do, I think we have enough assets to do something, man. I don't know if SGA is the answer, but I wouldn't mind SGA. Because it is true. It's going to be tough to sign back quickly. McGrimes, he still has some time under his contract. Quickly, Topping. We have a lot of young players. It's going to be hard to sign all of them back. So if you do make a trade for somebody, you might have to do it because we have our share of debt. So we should be excited, man. We should be excited. Our goal is similar to what the Nets did in 2019-ish. Show them we got a squad. And, that's how players are going to get here. I don't think anybody's going to come here as a free agent. I'm rooting for Zion to bust ass this year. I'm rooting for Zion to activate the kill switch and get busy and eventually come on the Knicks. That's the plan. I want Zion on the Knicks. I'm whatever package they wanted for fucking Donovan Mitchell, I would have definitely considered it for Zion Williamson, injury prone or not. Because 27 points on 61% shooting, that's very Will Chamberlain-esque. Very Shaquille O'Neal-esque. That's a man-child dog. So, I'm rooting for Zion. I'm watching RJ Barrett, obviously. Knicks-wise, you already know what time it is. I'm looking forward to seeing how the Sixers, how they operate with a full season with the Philadelphia Rockets 76ers regime. Let's see how they operate. James Harden lost 100 pounds. So that's my guy. Let's see what he's dealing with. The Nets are going to be exciting to watch. They also local TV basketball. So, if the Knicks game is on, the Knicks is up by 30, I'll probably take a gander.
and what the Nets is doing.
And it's going to be a good, legit, lit NBA season, man. I'm excited. I'm excited, man. Of course, you got to take a look into what LeBron doing. LeBron's going to break the NBA scoring title. Not scoring title, but NBA all-time scoring points. Hopefully, it's not in the Garden. It's somewhere else. Somewhere random. And he also going to, he will pass Magic Johnson in all-time assists. That's pretty cool. That's probably pretty exciting for him as well. His longevity is amazing. That's very impressive and overlooked, for sure. So these are going to be big moments for LeBron James, and he should enjoy it. And the fans too enjoy what he did, man. Shit ain't easy. What he about to do. The Lakers always going to be the Lakers, meaning it's always going to be eyeballs on that team. But I'm still mad at the Giants losing to the Cowboys. Just randomly thinking about it. Just realize my boy Melo's still not on the team. What you going to do, dog? What is you going to do, bro? I think the Celtics should sign him. But they have their own issues right now that they got to worry about. And we haven't gotten any further news about what went down in Boston, man. She gave me tight because I need to hear this shit. There's more Brett Favre news. Supposedly, he took $100K from some people. But my thing is, we've heard about shit like that before, man. This Udoka situation is very unique and different. I need to get to the bottom of that shit. I think that's what the real issue is. It's not about Udoka. It's like, what the fuck? There's some unprecedented shit going on over there. Suspending a dude over here. We need to know what the fuck is going on. It's not even about Udoka. It's just about the situation at this point. We need to know what the fuck is going on, bro. So we can make some sense of this. Like, I think about this shit at least once a day after 4:30. Like, what's up with Udoka, man? What is going on with that situation? I know what's up with him, but I don't know what's up with the whole situation. I think we all deserve it. We need to know the details. And that's not really normally my style. That's not really my stilo. But for this situation, it is, man. Like, when I get upset, that's usually not my stilo. So, I don't know how to explain this shit, man. Like, normally I don't care about this shit, but this could be, one of those situations in court, like Roe vs. Wade. I'm not trying to compare it to that, but we need to make sense of the situation, man. Like, it was like Roe vs. Wade was the most, like, recent one that we came across. But there's a few of those that they taught about in school. Like, it's this person versus that person, this person versus Supreme Court. This is Udoka versus the public and the Celtics. And, as I said, man, I'm not sure if he's in the right, but he can't be the only one in the wrong, is what I'm trying to say. And you can't just leave him hanging out to dry with not giving us the details. Celtics handled that shit the wrong way. And we're not trying to absolve anybody of wrongdoing, but I need more clarity, bro. And hopefully we get that soon at some point before the preseason start, which is next week. And let's go Knicks, man. And if you're a Knicks fan, act like it. That's all I got to say. Act like you're a Knicks fan with your chest out. 2022-2023 season on the way. Let's go Knicks, boy. Yes, sir.